We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. This will be one of two times you hear it. Giannis has signed an extension for 3 years. He is a Buck until 26-27, and then if he chooses, 27-28. It is a massive story. I recorded this podcast before the news came out. I got to stop doing this. Every time I record my podcast and think I'm fine, because, Monday night I'm doing CBS, you got football to watch, got a basketball draft. I thought, let's bang this pod out, get it published. Nothing will happen. I thought, could anything Packers happen? No. Could anything Brewers happen? No. We're still waiting on counsel. Could anything Bucks happen? No. Forgot that maybe today was the day that Giannis could sign the extension, and it was. So we'll start there. The only problem with this is that I do talk to Evan Heffelfinger later about the Bucks, but we, in that conversation, say he's not going anywhere. So technically, I didn't have to do anything. But as the news broke, I was actually on CBS Sports Radio, coming back from a break, found the news. So I do have thoughts on it, and I do want to share what I shared with the national audience. I'll share that with you, and that'll start the podcast. Then Tim Shea, then Evan Heffelfinger. Giannis, I told you guys, I saw him at swimming, a story I'm going to bring up again. I told you guys he wasn't going anywhere. So some news over the break. The Milwaukee Bucks have extended Giannis Antetokounmpo for another 3 years. This will be in addition to the contract that he has already signed. So he is now, pen to paper, going to be a Milwaukee Buck through the 26-27 season. And then there is a player option on the 27-28 season. And that will be around the time when the Bucks are probably looking rebuild anyway, because every pick that they have in that period has been traded elsewhere for the next 3 years after that to try to make sure that they can win with Giannis as much as possible. And that is going to be the goal. So for everybody, again, who was knocking down the doors and trying to, you know, headline their way and Photoshop their way to get Giannis out of Milwaukee, it is just not going to happen. It is just not going to happen. There have been three different times now where he has signed an extension to stay with Milwaukee. And after that first contract, I think people thought he needs to play somewhere else. After the second one, people thought certainly he wins a title. Okay, where else does he want to go? I don't think there's anywhere else he does want to go. And why would there be? Giannis has the perfect situation in Milwaukee. He is a team that is committed to him. He is committed to the team. The city is committed to him. He is committed to the city. Look, if Giannis goes somewhere, so this is what I went back to. I should have broken this news 3 weeks ago that he was going to sign, because I, in Milwaukee, have boots on the ground, my boots on the ground of a swim class where my kid goes to swimming lessons. And one time I was there in the last month, and Giannis was there with two of his boys. And guess who bothered him? Guess who made his life hell? Guess who wouldn't leave him alone? Literally nobody. It was just like, Giannis is here. Giannis is one of the people of the town. Once you're in a place for 10 years, you know, oh my God, it's Giannis. People were texting each other. Oh my God, it's Giannis. One kid asked for a picture. You know, he gave it to him. I, of course, was a little too bashful to go introduce my son. But it was just like a nice moment of, this is my city. I live here. It's comfortable. I have a family here. I work here. Okay, essentially, I play basketball here, and I want to win. The thing that drives me, if I'm Giannis, more than anything is winning. I just want to win. And I just want to, if I'm not winning, I want to know that we're doing everything we can to win. Okay? And he said those words again this offseason, which a lot of people think is what spurred the trade for Damian Lillard. What spurred the trade for Damian Lillard is that that philosophy that Giannis has, the front office has already. John Horst, the general manager, has already. They're not waiting around, resting on their laurels, waiting for Giannis to say, guys, I want to win, before they do something and make a move. They are right there with Giannis, and Giannis has always said that. The quotes that he has are always, if this team is committed to winning as much as I am, then I want to be here. Those are the quotes that he always has. And the team has always shown that they are that committed, that they do want to win. So it's always just he gets asked a question, he answers it honestly, people go into a panic, and they think that Giannis is trying to force his way out, when meanwhile, the Bucks have been on the same timeline and mission as Giannis this entire time. When they went and traded for Damian Lillard is under contract for about the similar duration, that showed Giannis that, look, we're going to try to do it, and we're going to get this guy that's going to completely open things up for you and make it a game changer and really give you another, in this next stage of your career, you're going to have the ability and freedom and space that you typically wouldn't have. We love Drew Holiday. We will miss him just fine. We love all these guys, but we are going to try to continue to be a championship team. We won with that group once. We're not entirely sure we're going to do it again. We think there's a better way to do it, and so we're going to bring in Damian Lillard. We'll keep the guys that have been contributors. We're drafting a little younger. We made a change at head coach. We are trying to win. You give us your all as you have. We give you our all. I mean, essentially, the Bucks could say the same thing to Giannis. They could say, hey, we're committed to winning. Are you? And that would be blasphemous. That would be ridiculous. If the Bucks came out and said, we're committed to winning, Giannis, are you? People would go crazy. But that's essentially what Giannis is saying to the Bucks, and why it's so crazy and why the Bucks can say it is because they've always been on the same path with each other. The threat of Giannis leaving has never been as intensified as people across the country think it is, because the Bucks, since they realized what Giannis was, have made it an organizational mission to never let him leave. Never let this guy leave. They know what he has done for them. This was a franchise mired in not even mediocrity for 30 years. He helps them build a new arena. Interest in the team is higher than it's ever been. Tickets are insanely expensive. Not always a good thing, but a sign of, you know, who wants to get to these games. They are the hottest ticket in town, and it's incredible. And Giannis is a big reason for that, and now adding Damian Lillard. And now, you know, I believe they should be the favorites in at least the Eastern Conference. I don't know. Are the Celtics going to sign Peyton Pritchard to a deal tomorrow and suddenly, like, they one-up the Bucks? Is that what's going to happen? I mean, because that's kind of what's happening. Don't let the rumors fool you. The Bucks are going to be fine defensively. They have depth, and they've got two of the best players in the NBA. So don't let any of this other stuff fool you. Why I'm a little surprised is Giannis at his press conference said, I love money. Because he could sign and get more money, longer deal, a little more money, if he waited another year. But he has chosen not to do that. He has chosen to instead take the money now, get the contract now, and be a Buck for the next couple of years. So interesting developments. You know, very exciting stuff. Very neat to see. And I think that it's going to be a nice kind of boost for Milwaukee, who I'm not even sure they need one. Now, when I talked to you guys on Friday, we were talking that one of their assistant coaches got mad that he got yelled at by the head coach, so he had to step away from the team. But I think this will, you know, assuage any news of that. If anyone was worried that maybe Giannis wasn't going to be happy with that, seems like he's happy just fine. They had until midnight on Monday night to complete the deal. They met Sunday in Chicago, worked through the details, and got it done. And they got it done. So Giannis Antetokounmpo signing an extension. His salary in 25-26 will be $57 million, which currently replaced a $51 million option. Then he's got a $62 million contract in 26-27. And then in 27-28, it's 66, and that is the year of the player option. So the Bucks, I mean, they are all in. This is, they always make these trades. They never have assets. They certainly are all in. The Bucks are going to be paying. In 26-27, they'll be giving Dame $63 million and Giannis $62 million. So, that's Dame's player option, but assuming he locks into that. Dame's under contract 25-26, and there's a player option the next year. Giannis now, this puts him through 27-28 with that final year being a player option. But Giannis signing an extension in Milwaukee, nobody thought it would happen once. Nobody thought it would happen twice. Nobody would thought it would happen a third time. Lo and behold, here we are. Hashtag Bucks in six.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. We got a fun little episode planned for you here on the Bart Winkler Show. Tim Shea will give us his shakeaways and his I'm sick ofs. I don't know. We'll find out. Tim Shea back on the show today. And Evan Heffelfinger will catch up with Evan. Some thoughts around the smorgasbord that is Wisconsin sports these days. But mainly we will talk some NBA and get ready for the Bucks and think what would actually have to happen for the Bucks not to win a championship. I know that the national media says what they say, but we say what we say, and we say that we are setting ourselves up for another possible heartbreak with the expectations levied on this Bucks team. NBA starts tonight, and the Bucks start on Thursday. We will have a live show on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, as always, for, I'll say, most Bucks weeknight games. That's certainly the plan. Maybe a weekend game here or there. Some Sundays we'll start to do. There might be games where I got something else, or like if they're playing the Pistons and the game wraps at 8:15 and I'm on CBS Sports Radio, I guess we'll have to chat another day. But everything tentative. I don't even still know when I'm working the rest of the week. So everything tentative in this full-time, part-time life that I'm trying to live here. And I do want to thank my wife and son for allowing me to follow my dream of working as little as possible, but still having my voice out in the ether. So thank you. So the Packers lose, and I think the prevailing thought is, for me, what I had coming into the game, what I have coming out of the game, and frankly, I just think that they have screwed up in a colossal way. I think this year was, we want to know if Jordan Love's good or not. Is Jordan Love good or not? I don't know. He's shown some good. He's shown some bad. He's shown some he can improve that. He's shown some, oh, that's a problem. But if the whole point of 2023 was to find out if Jordan Love is good, why are we also trying to find out if Luke Musgraves is good? Why are we trying to find out, why are we trying to find out if this offensive line is good? Why are we trying to find out if Christian Watson is good? Why are we trying to find out all these things at the same time? If they're really trying to find out if Jordan Love is good, then they should know, like, you know, when you do an experiment and you have one thing that's constant and then you introduce variables,
You can't get a result if you've got 15 variables, and that's what they have. And so blame the Packers for putting together the team the way that they did, because we're not going to get the best answer. Basically, for us to say Jordan Love is good, he's got to be really good and then overcome the problems of everybody else. So he's almost got to be great just so that we can think he's maybe above average. There's a big curve here. And I know that when I start the post-game show and say, there are some people with a very anti-Jordan Love narrative that are really, really trying to hammer it home. I see a guy named Ross Uglum really tweeting the way I'm tweeting about LaFleur. He's tweeting about this guy. And I don't think that the Packers, and so someone said to me, Bart, you have a pro Jordan Love narrative. I have a narrative of, I want to know if this guy's good or not. I want to know if this guy's good or not. They invested a lot into him. They picked him at a time when they should not have. That pick and that draft strategy may have cost the team a Super Bowl. I've talked about that because you took the first rounder, you traded a pick. So you took AJ early, you took DeGuara early. Who knows? Like, who knows the other pieces that you could have? Maybe that doesn't happen. Then maybe Rodgers and Devontae are still here. Or maybe Rodgers doesn't get remotivated. We don't know. I just don't think that was the right pick at the right time. Now that we're here, I want to know if it was at least good. So show me an environment where he can be good. And I just think it is way too soon to say someone is definitively a certain way. Like I definitively said, we've got another one after he beat the Bears. But that was more of a versus the Bears thing than it was like me thinking he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think Jordan Love's Hall of Famer. If he is, cool. But I don't think that the Packers have given him the best environment to see that. Hey, Michael Phelps, how fast of a swimmer are you? Oh, I'll show you. Where's the pool? Oh, no pool. Go swim in those choppy waters over there. And there's sharks, jellyfish. So then it's more about surviving than it is seeing if he's good. Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to use that on CBS. And use it elsewhere. Steal it. I don't care. Just trace it back here. Timestamp. Taping on Monday afternoon. Yeah. I think I'm pretty smart. I think what I just said was pretty smart. So I'll leave on a Costanza high note. Here's a voicemail from Matt in the Falls. Matt in the Falls got some criticism as well on the stream. And he wants to address that as he is prone to do. 402-915-BART. Voicemail is brought to you by Carl's Place. carlofet.com/Bart. It's golf simulator season. And if you would have installed one in the summer, it'd be up and ready by now. But they can get you a pretty quick turnaround time. Tell them what you want. They'll get that in your house. Go buy a golf simulator. All right, here's Matt.
Hey, Bart, it's me. Just a random thought on the Packers and the state of everything. So I was wearing my Jordan Love jersey yesterday, and somebody on stream said something about the jersey. And should be embarrassed to wear it or something, and it might not have been the best use of $130. We'll see. Time will tell. But it doesn't really, to me, it's not about whether or not Jordan Love is good to me. The jersey says I wanted off the Aaron Rodgers ride. That's what I did. I got off. I want nothing to do with him. He can go take all of his jumbo. Want the Love jersey? I am a Green Bay Packer fan. That's what that jersey says. Green Bay Packers over any individual person. Goodbye.
Absolutely. That's what it means to hashtag carry the G. Here is Doug.
Hey, Barks, Doug. Oh, what a disgrace. I think the Jordan Love era is over, man.
Dog.
They got to put that other quarterback in and see if they can salvage some kind of season. I don't know. I don't know if LaFleur has to go, but it's just this was just awful. He can't just chuck a ball up there on fourth down. And disappointment, Bart. Oh, well. Have a good show. I guess you're going to have a show right after the game, so I won't be listening. I don't get online, so. Have a good show anyway. Bye.
Well, I think it was a fine show. And Doug, that is, come on, Doug. So Sean Clifford is not going to be getting starts here unless Jordan Love takes a voluntary trip to Mars or some shit. That's not happening. And it's very like a fan base to do that. The salvage the season. I do want to salvage the season. I don't want to salvage the season by getting Sean Clifford to win playoff games. Now, it does bother me that Tyson Bagent was good. Not that he was good. Congratulations to him. High tide lifts all boats. But Bears fans can say, oh, look what he did. And also, look what he did. I don't know. There was more looseness, more freeness. Why are we got the kitty bite. We got the kitty wheels on. We got the training wheels on. Just let him play. Let Jordan Love play. If you're going to restrict him, like I said, what was the point? What's the point of doing this? Let Jordan Love play. Let the Packers play. Now, Jordan Love did play on that 3rd-and-20 where he threw an interception. And a lot of people sharing a screenshot of A.J. Dillon being wide open. And that is a question I would have for Jordan. I'd say we're throwing deep a lot when we don't need to be. Why? Why are we throwing in the double coverage a lot? Maybe it's a thing where Rodgers didn't want to throw a pick because Favre threw a bunch of them and Rodgers wanted to be more careful with the ball. And Love is thinking the other way, thinking Rodgers was too careful with the ball. Maybe one's affecting the other. And I think it's also unfair, but this is the situation he was drafted in. We should be able to have a 20-minute conversation about Jordan Love without saying the names Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. And I don't know that that's happened yet. I mean, he's going to be constantly compared to these two guys, and he's not in nearly the environment that he should be. So, yeah, I wish he was playing better. I wish that LaFleur, when he gives a post-game interview to Larry McCarron, didn't look like he had tears in his eyes. Wear glasses, at least, dude. My God. Like, I've seen a lot of video in the post-game where LaFleur pumps these dudes up. Okay? And it's awesome. I get fired up. But then if he's coming in after losses looking like Bambi's mom, or is she the one that... I never actually seen Bambi. Why would I watch it? I'm told how awful the ending is. Why would I watch it then? So I don't know. Big mess of shit with our beloved green and gold. You know, that's why Basement Dave says brisket Sundays. Hey, if you want to grill Omaha Steaks, guys, go to omahasteaks.com. Type Bart in the search bar and get some delicious packages at Omaha Steaks. Guys, you got to start thinking about Christmas gifts. This is a great Christmas gift. I've been doing it forever with my grandpa, although they passed away. So I used to do it with him. The butcher's cut filet mignons, the chicken breast, the pork chops, the steak burgers, gourmet franks, the seasoning. They've got a site-wide sale, at least 50% off all their packages. Use the code BART, get all that. And a slight upgrade can get you some more stuff. But it's a real good deal and free shipping included. So check it out, omahasteaks.com, Bart in the search bar. Good God, that's Tim Shade's music.
I have music.
Yeah, well, it's your shakeaway. We got to get your Badger shakeaways. I'm excited.
Ooh, yeah.
For those. Big dub for the Badgers, but... we're on the subject of the Packers, and you don't have shakeaways for the Packers today. You've got...
No, we're going to call them I'm sick ofs.
I'm sick ofs. Wow, okay. What are you sick of, Tim?
I'm sick of the Packers starting out slow, not scoring in the first quarter, first half even.
6 points in the last 4 weeks in the first half, no touchdowns.
Terrible, terrible. I'm sick of the conservative play calling, too. It seems like the first couple of games, it was more of like, let's just throw the ball down the field and see what happens. Now it's, a screen pass here, a one-yard pass here. However, I did like that little, was it Knicks or some, whoever. Jordan Love passed it, and it was a double pass.
Dontavian Wicks, see, you fell into the exact trap than I talked about yesterday, where LaFleur's offense stinks, but there's one flashy play. So it's like, what do you mean? I'm very clever.
Oh, yeah. I fell into that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm sick.
You and every other Pamela in this state.
Hey. Can we get a new kick returner?
Kind of like Nixon?
No. He had one. It was like a squirrel blind squirrel finding nuts. He had one good year. And then he almost, that kickoff where they called him out of bounds, he was going to return that.
Yeah,
attempt to return that.
Well, we never know. He could have busted a seam. You don't know.
I'm sick of him.
Wow.
Frankly, I'm sick of the Packers. Just going into debt. I guaranteed this win to many people. I got to pay up on some bets. So.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I went into this game guaranteeing it. I Denver's a bad, bad team. But like you said yesterday, I guess we're going to be replaced. Denver's replaced with the Packers.
Denver's no longer the laughing stock.
No, we are. 100%.
So those are your I'm sick ofs?
Yeah, for now.
You know what I'm sick of?
Me?
No.
Thank you.
I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life.
Oh, boy.
I'm sick and tired of being a nobody. Most of all, I'm sick and tired of having nobody.
Oh, Bart, you have me.
Aspen it is, Lloyd. So how you been, Timmy?
Other than the Packers, I've been great.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for Craig Council news. And I kind of agree with you. The more and more this plays out and the longer it goes, the more and more I think he's out of here.
So what would be a delay? Are we negotiating? Is he holding out for some money? Is he trying to use the Mets job against the Brewers in terms of I can get paid here?
I think they're going back and forth. I think he's going back and forth between the Brewers and Mets and saying this is what they're offering me.
Ooh,
hold on.
You have a phone call?
I don't know how to mute this.
Is there news breaking? Is the news calling? Tim just answered the tip line.
I guess they didn't want to talk to me.
Oh, do people call the tip line?
Mm-hmm.
What do they say? Like, I saw this guy. He looks suspicious outside my gas station.
Or like, there's a police presence, so-and-so, and there's nothing at all going on.
Yeah, these kids are outside on their skateboards, and is there a curfew in Wauwatosa these days? Nothing like that?
Nothing.
Well, no selling me. Okay, so you want to talk Brewers? Wow.
No. I'm just saying that's my only comment.
Were you the one that suggested to me that Council might be trying to not just negotiate his salary, but negotiate the payroll as well, where he says, "I'll come back, get me more than
this." Give me this, yes. He's got to.
I like Blake Perkins as much as the next guy, but when there's Cody Bellinger's out there every year, we've got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just sign the guys that you like their trading cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you want your kids to meet.
Hey, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of back and forth right now going on because we're over the fact that the season's over with and he needs time with his family. We're over that.
Oh, wow.
So,
coming from a real family man.
Hey, my old job's open at the stadium.
Again? Are you going to take it?
No. Come on.
What is the official title?
Well, they renamed it. It's like executive producer now.
Oh. Of like in-game content?
Yeah.
Well. What was? Did you ever have a screw up so bad where you like put a picture of Hitler on the scoreboard or nothing that bad. Jesus.
Hold on. Keep talking. I gotta say something.
All right. Tim's talking to somebody. Good reminder about our good buddies about happyplacehemp.com and Happy Place Hemp, the store. You can check them out in Muskego College Court, right across from Maddie's in New Berlin. You know, border wars. But happyplacehemp.com, the promo code is Bart. How's your brother's dog doing?
Well, that one died.
Oh, shit. Well, hopefully he had a good final few days.
We got a new one. There's a new one. I don't know if they're going to give him the stuff yet, but they have it. I did refer, though, someone there. And
for their dog?
No, for them. Oh. To get the sleep time.
Oh, yeah. CBD, CBN.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping it turns out. I haven't heard an answer yet on how they worked out yet. So I heard over the last week that he went in there and he bought some stuff and they gave him a free sample too. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
So
Chris and Rob.
Yeah. He was ordering from one place and I told him to go and I said, go to this place. It's local. It's right down the road.
25% off every time.
Yeah. With
free packaging, promo code BART, free shipping. The nighttime ones are still, you know, put those on a desert island if I have five items, but I've been doing a little Delta 9 action this week.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, we're
just living a little.
All right.
I'm just living a little bit here.
All right.
So I need some shakeaways.
I'm getting shakeaways from the Badgers because they came back and won. How about that fourth quarter? Did not see that coming. I was ready to give you more I'm sick ofs with this team.
Should Braylon Locke have been starting all season?
He actually looks like a quarterback. Can you believe that?
Give me your shakeaways.
Well, Braylon Locke, why wasn't he starting all season?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Guys, Mordecai is good. He just came here and wasn't good. I know he's good. I watched him last year.
Yeah, he might be good in a non-Power 5 conference.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe I was just stat padding from DraftKings.
Another shakeaway, the biggest shakeaway probably of the year is my vacation is coming up this week.
Yeah, Tim's been had this vacation set for a long time, the Badgers-Ohio State game, even though he's gone to Madison several times since.
Correct.
It's a night game. Is that what you wanted?
It's a night game, Halloween weekend. I'm not going to say they're going to win, but I think they're going to keep it close. Ohio State does not impress me.
Oh, people were pissed at me.
Why?
So you know what happens sometimes when I do these
shakeaways?
Mordecai had a game he had 9 touchdowns in last year.
Again, Power 5 versus non-Power 5 makes a big difference.
It was against Houston.
Well, I guess Houston now is in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And UCF.
Did you just find that out this weekend?
I just, you know, it's just kind of a reminder, like when Oklahoma plays UCF for 1 year, that it is a Big 12 matchup.
Yeah. What was I saying?
Mordecai, you watched him play 7 touchdowns.
I had something else to say.
It's nice to, here's a shakeaway. Cue my music.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I have to go back and listen.
It's nice that they stuck to a game plan and actually executed it with Braylon Allen, 140 yards.
Yeah.
Look at what happens when you do that.
Not bad for a kid from Fondy.
No. All right. That's my third shakeaway.
Oh, so sometimes when I do CBS, what happens is sometimes people think that they don't know when local programming's on or when it's national CBS. So sometimes people listen and they think they're listening to their local guy. And I was getting blasted from some people in Ohio. And this one account was like questioning me. They're like, how does Bart Winkler show not know? Like, cause I guess this Penn State quarterback's from Ohio and.
Yeah. So Penn State quarterback was from Ohio and the Ohio State quarterback was from Pennsylvania.
So, but I was talking about how I think of the three, I go coming into the game. Cause I was on during the game, I go Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State.
Oh,
and then just after the game, I mentioned like one time I go, yeah, coming into this game, I thought Penn State actually would go in there and win, but just something so innocuous like that. And then people from Ohio are like, why is this guy on, you know, Sports Talk 880? I'm not Ohio. I'm not pro Ohio State. I actually hate Ohio State.
It's the local Ohio State postgame show with Bart Winkler.
I was rooting for Penn State. I don't like Ohio State.
I don't like Ohio State either, but I was kind of rooting for Penn State just because I want to be that team. If somehow the Badgers can win next week,
You were rooting for Ohio State.
Kind of. I was just hoping for a good game. Kind of. It was actually a boring game.
Well, because Penn State couldn't do shit.
And then the game after that, Minnesota and Iowa. Holy cow.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for Iowa.
I didn't think it could get worse for Iowa after last week, but oh boy.
So do you have Big Ten West title aspirations?
I mean, sure, to go get our butt kicked by Michigan.
I mean, is winning the Big Ten West something we want to do?
Not according to me.
But the Badgers control their own destiny, right?
They do. They do. It's back in their hands.
But they have to beat Ohio State, though.
I think it's going to flip-flop a couple more times. So, yeah. And then we'll enter a third team into the Big Ten West, like, you know, Minnesota. They won again.
Well, Iowa doesn't play anybody. They play Northwestern, Rutgers, Illinois, Nebraska. We've got Ohio State, so mm-hmm. We won't get in. Why?
I know. But I'll get excited and maybe go to that game.
Although next year, you know, if it was set up this way, we would have a shot for the playoffs. But I know next year they're getting rid of East and West and going back to legends and leaders.
This could be the last time they're in the Big Ten title game for quite a while.
Can you remember off the top of your head who was in legends and leaders?
Okay, you had... I don't ask me which one they were. I believe the Badgers were the legends.
Wasn't it the M's and the I's were in one?
Yeah.
Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana.
And Iowa?
And then Iowa. Maybe Iowa and Purdue.
And then it was
no, Wisconsin. Iowa. It was Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern.
Okay.
So the M's and the N's, and then Iowa. We had Ohio State, Penn State, Purdue, Indiana, Illinois.
And that was the tougher one.
Legends and leaders. Fucking stupid conference.
When you could have easily just done East and West.
Nothing at all. So, all right. Well, what's your big plans for the weekend? Is it like a whole weekend? Or are you doing Friday?
Yeah, going up to Madison Friday. Going to do the whole Saturday.
All you going to go to like explore places like the zoo or? No.
I'm staying downtown. Hmm. Should I keep a running tally? How many people run into me? I need a hat.
You need a Badger hat.
I'll get one. Don't worry.
Yeah, you get recognized a lot in Madison.
I guess. Is Q going to the game? Next time you talk to him. Oh, maybe I'll join you Thursday after the Bucks game.
Wow. You got Friday off?
No.
Oh.
I'll just take a nap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Bucks have the Sixers. You feeling good about them?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. The title run starts Thursday.
Are you worried about Terry Stotts being mad after one incident?
No. Are you?
You got brought up on the show. If I did that to you, would you leave?
Yeah. Would I leave? No, I wouldn't.
Because you're a grown man.
You
understand your place.
I know my place. Don't worry.
Terry Stotts didn't know his place.
Well, gone. Get him out.
Get him out of here. Okay, I don't care. You mess with Adrian, you mess with Bucks Nation.
All right, let's go back to the Packers for one more second. So what are we doing here? Are we just hoping that they lose and get a high draft pick?
No.
Or do you want to see them win?
If they end up losing two games or winning just the two games and they're 2-15 mm-hmm. and they have a high draft pick, then mm-hmm. we cross that bridge. I'm not rooting for them to lose. I'm not going to enjoy a tank. I want to see this team get better. Sadly, they all have to get better at the same time because I think Gutekunst screwed up. I think they screwed up. They're trying to build everybody young at the same time. Okay. Hey, what's the evaluation of our quarterback? I don't know. We don't even know, like, which of these guys on the offensive line is good. And then if anybody he's throwing the ball to is good. So I don't know, Tim. You're asking Jordan Love to do more than you should be asking a guy in this position to do. And that's not fair. Or maybe that's the design. Maybe they're like, all right, if he's good or if he's bad, I don't care. We want a Hall of Fame quarterback. And if he can't do it, then we'll find another one. Maybe they have super high expectations. Who knows?
I would assume they do. I would assume they thought he could have just, you know, being in the system for 3 years.
Well, then why is LaFleur coach like he's like, they coach this guy, especially in the first half, like he just won a contest from the stands and they don't want to startle him too much.
The play calling is just, it's horrendous. So
And then LaFleur gets in these press conferences and he thinks if he answers the questions a certain way, the NFL will say, oh, okay, you're having a hard time. You can
mm-hmm.
have a win.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's annoying. It's.
Well, and we're so entitled to great success. I can't handle it. 2-4. I demand more.
You might move up in the season ticket holder list.
Yeah, good.
After this year, so.
Because right now I'm on pace for when I'm 75.
Okay.
And I'll give them to my kid who told me yesterday, mm-hmm. I don't like football anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
hello.
All right. Tim's talking.
Yeah. Alex Cordetti.
Hi.
She just had to say hello.
I can't see her.
I know. I'm in Denver with Kevin Holden. You should get him on the show.
I will. All right. I've had enough of you.
All right. Well, I guess go Packers beat the Vikings.
Yeah, I got to watch that game while trick-or-treating.
Ooh, okay. I thought you were going to say while on doing eye on the NFL or something.
No, I'm going to be that loser dad that's on his phone.
Do you get dressed up with your child too, or do you just...
I throw on like random shit we have, but I should have a costume.
What is Barty Jr. Dressing up as this year?
Catboy.
Okay.
From PJ Mask.
Yep.
Oh, you know Catboy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, Catboy. Cruising through the night. Catboy. Catboy. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, you have fun trick-or-treating with him during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get you a recap of my vacation of the Badger.
Do like a vlog.
Should I just like record stuff all weekend and then?
Yeah, do a vlog.
You'll have to teach me how to do that.
I gotta do something I can post on my website. I never use.
Someone on your post game show asked if a former player could be a coach. Like who could we get?
Oh yeah,
yesterday Leroy. Why is he not? Like,
I don't know.
Not a head coach, but why is he not like coaching defensive backs or something?
I think he's tried.
I think he'd be a great coach. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I don't know.
So,
Tim Shea.
Go Brewers.
I should also mention my Eagles. How about my Eagles getting a win in the Survivor contest? I guess if you got in our Splash Sports contest, and you are not in anymore, you're unable to see how many people are left. I am out of the Survivor Revival pool. I took the Bills in that one. That was dumb. But I did take the Eagles in the Splash Sports one, and we are down to 18 people. 18 people left in this pool. Looks like 16 of you guys took the Seahawks. I took the Eagles, and then one other guy took the Chiefs. So the slate for this week, if you're talking Survivor pool, is not that great. I think I may have to take either the Chargers at home against Tyson Bagent at the Bears on Sunday Night Football. They did not flex it. Or maybe the Lions at home against the Raiders. So either way, I'm depending on the outcome of an NFC team. There's a lot of good games, though. So if you are saving a team, I could have taken the Chiefs on the road. Shit. Oh, well, I took them against the Jets, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, I'll probably take the Chargers and then get doubly mad when the Bears win on the road. But the Chargers need a dub. No, I'm going to take the Chargers. Are Chicago fans going to travel good to L.A.? Probably. They probably will. A couple of voicemails, and then we will get to Evan Heffelfinger. I have another one from Matt. This was last week, but it does apply, and I wanted to address it. So it does apply to the games that were happening. He left it when there were two baseball games going on Thursday, and then two baseball games went on Monday, and he left this.
Hey, Bart, it's me. Kind of a general voicemail. So I was just on my Yahoo Sports app, just checking out some stuff for the Wild matchup against the Kings tonight, 7 p.m. Valley Sports North, which we get. Today's episode, you said we get select Wild games. That is false. We get all the Wild games. When the Bucks play and the Wild play together, the Wild are on the backup Valley Sports channel. So you can be a complete Wild fan and watch every single game from the comfort of your Wisconsin home.
The Wild did lose that game 7-3.
If you like sports. Really what I'm getting at is baseball. I just got out of work about 10 minutes to 5, and the NLCS is in the top of the fourth, and it's not even 5 o'clock. When did they start this game? Like 4 o'clock Eastern? What the fuck is baseball doing? Everything they do is wrong and questionable and stupid, and like, why? This is the semifinals for the whole thing. And you're playing the game in the middle of a workday? More than half the country can't watch this game because they're working. I don't understand why you just wouldn't put it at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock or even 5 o'clock. But to be in the top of the fourth at 4:58 Central, we're in the middle of the fourth now. Unbelievable. Rob Manfred, just an idiot. He hates you. He hates me. He hates us all. And he needs to go.
That is an interesting talking point. And I don't know what's better. I think there was one year where Fox and FX, this was a long time ago, they played both games at the same time. And people would complain that they couldn't watch both in full. So while one game starts at 4 our time and then the other 7, they could maybe go 5, 8, 6, 9, but 9's too late in the central time zone for those games in Texas to start, I think. Maybe if there was a West Coast team in it, they might push it back. I like that there's afternoon baseball in the regular season. I don't mind some games being afternoon in the playoffs. But to have a game 7 at 4 in the afternoon is a bit odd. It is a bit odd. But I don't know. That is the further I'm going to go on baseball, because I am publishing this episode before the games were done. So any baseball thought you will have to wait for. And I think that's fair. If you came here for Astros and Rangers breakdown, I really appreciate you. That's very nice. But you're not getting it. Matt had a call last week also. A lot of Matt voicemails making the show today. Matt called about how coaches are stupid. Here is Brick in West Dallas.
Hey, Bart, it's Brick in West Dallas. I'm just calling because I got real hot this morning on my drive into work. You listen to Matt and the Bulldogs, Anthony and I comment about coaching. Dude has no idea what he's talking about. Before we even get to NFL coaches, to think that high school coaches are in it to make a quick buck is absolutely ridiculous. I coach high school football in the area. And if you do the math, I just did the math, and I make less than $4 an hour, not including things like gas and other supplies that I need or that I donate to the program. Just completely stupid that that's all these guys are in it for. They're just janitors looking to make a quick buck. It's just kind of ticked me off this morning on my way to work at a high school as an educator. So he can go shove it up his you-know-where. Anyway, Matt in the Falls, I do still love you. Great, great guy, great stuff. But that comment was completely out of line, completely just boneheaded and stupid. Now, I don't disagree that there's NFL coaches, MLB coaches, NHL coaches, whatever, at the highest level that don't deserve their jobs. That's because at that highest level, you get all sorts of nepotism and cronyism. And, oh, we're hiring this guy because he coached under this guy who's good. You see it with the Belichick air quote coaching tree that they all suck because the Shanahan coaching tree is so good for so long. And yeah, it's all about who you know, and it's not an easy job by any means. It's a huge time drain and time suck. And then a lot of people don't quite understand just all that goes on the sideline during the game, not excusing some of the boneheaded behavior by guys like Matt LaFleur or McDaniels or any of those guys, but there's a lot more going on, but they get paid a lot of money to be able to do it, so no excuses there. But just wanted to defend myself and my other fellow high school and possibly even youth coaches that do it, not because they're trying to make a quick buck. If you try and make a quick buck coaching, you're a piece of shit. So that's not why we do it. That's not what it's there for. And very few of us even want to go to the next level. We're happy where we're at. So have a great day, Bork. That's what you're my phone as because I always try that code. Anyway, have a great day. I have the day you deserve, especially you down in the Falls.
I will say that every time I have coached soccer, it's been for one of two reasons: to coach the team that was going to play at the high school because my dad couldn't legally coach them in the summer, so I quote unquote coach them, or for cash. So I'm just one guy, though. The NBA is starting tonight, assuming that's when the day you're listening. We've got two games. This is fantastic. We got two games here, and I forgot who play. I know the Suns play the Warriors, and yep, the Lakers play Denver.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. On Tuesday night. And TNT put out a graphic of NBA starts, and it was Steph Curry, who plays, mm-hmm, LeBron, who plays, KD plays. And then Jason Tatum was in the graphic. And they say the NBA starts. Here's three of the four teams. And instead of Jokic for the obvious fourth in the graphic, they put in Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics. And I have to think that you, like me, Evan Heffelfinger, have been just a little confused about how we lose Drew, get Dame. Celtics get Drew, and that means they're better than us? I don't quite know.
It's one of the things that has pissed me off a lot since the trade is, you know, the narrative was Drew just wasn't enough, and the national media kept saying, you know, oh, look at the way that he's struggling in the playoffs, and then immediately he goes to a team that is arguably not as deep, doesn't have the star talent that the Bucks have, and apparently now they're this juggernaut. I don't understand it. Drew is a great player. I'm gonna miss him a ton. He is a pretty good fit for them, but they don't just magically get leaps and bounds better. He's a better Marcus Smart.
Well, I think he's a much better Marcus Smart.
Much better. And if there's an NBA player I hate, it's Marcus Smart. So,
well, Marcus Smart, I think, got, like, he was defensive player of the year. Why?
Shouldn't have been.
And did you see the NBA GM polls where it's like best defensive player last year, a few votes for Drew, but then now that he's a Celtic, many votes for Drew. I just think the whole thing for me is this narrative, and it is a narrative, but whatever it is, it doesn't deal in logic. The fact that I try to ask people in the NBA when I do these or that cover it when I'm on air is I try to ask people why you're biased towards the Celtics. Why?
Right.
Why? And I tell them, what if the Bucks kept Drew and the Celtics added Dame? I mean, then all of a sudden you think like the Celtics, they would stop. They wouldn't hold a season. They would just give them the ring.
Right.
But we get Dame and then they go, oh yeah, well defensively. So now we're being judged that we don't have the most perfect team of all time. Also the depth thing, like the Bucks depth, I think is as good as it's been
during this run. Absolutely.
Campaign. Here's the depth. The second unit. I'll read the second units for us and the Celtics. Campaign, Pat Connaughton, Marjan, Jay Crowder, and Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the second unit. Theirs would be Peyton Pritchard, Lamar Stevens, Sam Hauser, O'Shea Brissett.
And then they don't have a backup center.
Well, Horford, I guess. If they start Porzingis. Because their depth chart on ESPN, what I'm looking at, it's Drew, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Porzingis. And then their second unit is, well, Pritchard, Brown. They don't like, they're, I said Lamar Stevens, but they go shooting guard, White, Brown, Drew Holiday, Peyton Pritchard. That's not how depth works. You're going to look at that and say, look at the Celtics' depth. You can't say, oh, look at the depth. It's just our starters in different positions.
Right.
They don't have as many guys as we do. And I just, like, logically, the Bucks' depth is better than Boston's. The starters are better than Boston's. Dame is better than Drew. But because it says Boston on the shirt, we're small market bitching about it.
And I wonder if that's part of the reason is they just want to get the small markets to start bitching and complaining about it. But I mean, there's no doubt. You can't even argue that it's that large market size media bias. And that's the thing that annoys me is in any league, there's no league like the NBA where you can be an international megastar, even in the smallest of markets. Like, look at Giannis right now. He's been in Milwaukee 11 years. He is on his fifth signature shoe. He had a movie made about his life. He's in advertisements everywhere. You can't go anywhere without people knowing his name, even if they can't pronounce it. It's a time more now than ever, especially with social media, that you can be a big market name without being in a New York or a Boston or a Los Angeles. And at this point, why would you want to be in New York? Those teams suck right now.
Did you hear my story that I saw him at my kids swimming?
No.
Yeah, he was there with his two kids.
Nice.
And he was in the class before us, and like he was talking to some guys, and you know, I think just like whatever. Mm-hmm. But people pretty much left him alone. I mean, everyone was on their phone being like, oh my God, fucking Giannis is here.
Oh, but absolutely.
People pretty much left him alone, and I don't. Like, you don't get that anywhere else.
No, you're getting swarms of people. I feel like, I mean, is it that Midwestern niceness? Like, we just like, oh, I bet you he's a busy guy. We don't want to go and talk to him. We'll just let him be. But
maybe there's a little more like respect. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Who at that swimming class that day would be like, chasing clout for IG selfies.
Right. Or like going out of their way if he's at a restaurant to like run up to him and talk shit about him. Like, that would happen in New York. You're going to get some crazed Knicks fan.
I guess if I saw Matt LaFleur in public, I would tell him he's a bitch.
Most definitely. Yesterday just proved it. What a despicable coach.
I watched his interview with Larry McCarron, and he's like crying the whole time. He's always got tears in his eyes. That's a red flag, man.
Not to mention, I mean, we could talk for a long time about the Packers and Matt LaFleur. He's the worst. I've fully accepted it at this point that he is the worst.
Well, welcome to my army.
I'm
anti-LaFleur army.
The problem me and my roommate Alex have is name a good coach. The coaching in the NFL right now and decision-making is horrible.
Probably worse it's ever been.
Honestly. So.
And they can't get away with it anymore because we all play Madden.
Yeah. We all do fantasy football. We do Madden. Yeah.
We're smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know. You could argue the average person knows more about the X's and O's than they ever have right now.
Speaking of coaching. I Bucks are going to lace him up on Thursday against the Sixers. And do you think by that time, like, what stage of grief will they be in about Terry Stotts getting slightly scolded one time and then saying, I quit?
I mean, I feel like as adults and competitors, they're going to see that and be like, all right, yeah, that was a red flag. Good riddance. We don't need that right now. Because I mean, it's not.
If Adrian Griffin says, "Hey, dude, get over here. We're doing a coaching thing."
Yeah.
And then Terry Stotts says, "No, I want to do this." And then Terry Stotts leaves. Are the players going to be like, if you're in the NBA, are you more like, well, geez, Terry Stotts, Terry, who in the NBA is going to say like, Terry Stotts? I would have done what he did. He's man. He did the right thing. No, nobody.
And I feel like that's the biggest reason why Terry Stotts hasn't had a job since he got fired or quit or let go or whatever it was there.
Why are we acting all of a sudden like Damian Lillard and Terry Stotts were like two long lost brothers reuniting?
Like, yeah, there was familiarity, but it's not like they were best friends. Yeah. There's a reason that he wasn't the coach there anymore.
Yeah, they spent a long time together. That'd be like if Giannis went somewhere and then Jason Kidd was on the staff. Would that be good?
No. Yeah. I mean, well, Giannis has loyalty almost to a fault sometimes where he was defending Jason Kidd when all of us, just going back to how smart we are as fans, obviously, we realize how messed up Jason Kidd made Giannis, where – he made him question every single jump shot that he took.
Yeah.
He made him stop taking jump shots. I'm sure he did some great things with like his playmaking abilities, but if you look at Giannis's shooting form, his rookie season compared to now, it's night and day, and it is 100% because of Jason Kidd, and I will never forgive him for that.
I don't want to be anti-coaching guy. I hate being that, but I wanted Kidd fired. I wanted Bud fired. I want LaFleur fired.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they need a new voice, but I'd rather have Council back than not.
You're not going to get a manager better than Council. Council makes some boneheaded decisions sometimes, and I say that as a Council apologist, but I just don't think you're going to get anyone better than him or someone that has that kind of respect in the locker room.
What do you miss most about the radio?
Oh. That's tough. I miss a lot of things. It's something that I talk to my girlfriend a lot about because.
Is it about needing to sign out at 6 o'clock, but being made to work until 6:30?
Yeah. Is it the needing a college degree to earn $9 an hour? Is it the paying my dues for 3 years just to get fired for budget reasons? But no, I do legitimately miss it. I love talking to the community. I love kind of being this like hub of sports talk. I mean, I grew up listening to it. It was a dream come true to be a part of it. And I do miss it, especially on like games where it's great. The days where I really don't miss it are after like a terrible Brewers loss, where I would already be pissed off, and then I have to listen to other people be pissed off and Tim Allen be pissed off, and it just wouldn't be a great time.
Do you believe in the Dame curse that since he came here, everything's gone to shit?
No.
And if that was the trade-off, I would still make it. I would have. Oh, you mean the Packers are going to have an existential crisis? The Brewers are going to get bounced in a shitty way. The Badgers are going to lose to Iowa, and we get Dame. Yeah. What more do you want?
Right.
Crack the wave. I don't care.
I'm fully on board with it. I mean, Brewers are my number one and always will be, but we are in the golden age of Bucks basketball. We should be appreciating this right now. Mm. We should be doing everything we can to get another ring because we might not win another one in my lifetime. So
they have to win with these two. I mean, yes. They have to.
Literally have to.
And I think the have to has to come sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, Dame is 33, and sure, his game is going to age really well because shooting will get you a contract anywhere. I mean, look at how long Steve Novak played. He can hardly put a sentence together on TV. So, sorry, Steve.
He's not a big book reader.
He also doesn't like BLM flags outside of the Whitefish Bay Library, but that's another thing.
They got a nice library right there on Marlboro Drive.
Yeah. I mean, Chris is only going to get older. You worry how much he has left in his knees. And I say that as a very big James Christian Middleton fan.
Yeah.
I was almost looking forward to when Drew, Chris, and Brooks contracts were up, not because I want to see them go, but I wanted to see what John Horst could do with like $80 million in cap space in putting a team together.
Could he have done better than this?
No.
I mean, he swindled two organizations with one pick for 6 years from now and controlled the whole trade.
Right. And that's the thing is, so Giannis is signing his extension. He's said it.
He said it. And also, even from a like non, I can go to swimming and, you know, fat Bart won't bother me, but he like what better situation is he going to be in than this?
He was always going to. That's the thing. Nothing has pissed me off more besides the Drew being a demigod thing than every single year when Giannis gets asked these questions. And because he's a great guy and a great interviewer, he's going to answer this question every year. The answer's been the same, that as long as the organization and I are on the same page on winning, I will be here. And we've never, ever been in doubt or in jeopardy of that not being true. So it annoys me to no end that all these people are like, oh, he's going to leave unless they make this big move. No, it's just making sure that they put a competitive team out on the court and that they don't have any lazy players or guys who are just there for the paycheck. They're all there to win. He's going to stay here forever as long as we get him winners. It doesn't even have to be amazing talent. It's just winners.
So I don't even know like what would – so injuries, obviously, and I don't want to even say that as a preventative jinx. But the one thing like – so I'm team Griff over team Stotts.
I would agree.
But if there's anything that you can say and look at the Bucks and say, oh, well, this is like – you could say they have a first-year head coach. But nobody's saying that. Everyone's saying depth, which is good. Mm-hmm. Dame, who's great. Mm-hmm. Nobody's pointing out the first-year head coach. And I don't know how much of an impact that will have. There is some aspect of just let these guys play to it. But, you know, they do have to – and it looks like in the preseason, if we garner anything, defense is more of a priority than maybe before. You know, we'll keep floating to try to figure out who the best option is, the fifth starter is. And that'll be a fun talking point. That's kind of irrelevant, but I don't, other than like injury or just some bullshit shooting, like that's the thing. These guys have to make their shots. You know, you can give it to Jay Crowder in the preseason, but he's got to knock it down. If you're creating space for them, they have to make their shots. So make or miss league is probably the same bullshit I'll be saying if they get bounced.
Uh-oh.
Against somebody. I hear you 100%.
Something happened.
I'll pause it. All right. And I think you're good. I was just saying that the three-point shooting needs to connect. And really, it's going to be up to, like, I don't know how they don't. If they don't win, I can't imagine what new level of hell will be upon us if they don't win a championship here this year. Not to overshoot my expectations.
That's the thing, too, is realistically, what more can you do? Especially with the new luxury tax rules. What more can you do?
Yeah.
I think if there is a Bucks curse or a Dame's curse, it's the three-point shooting curse. What is it with getting people here that are career marksmen and then they can't make a three-pointer?
Well, now some of these guys, I guess they were talking a little on the broadcast, like they got to get used to there's going to be more open threes.
Yeah.
So sometimes people are like, all right, I can shoot a three. But then when you're so open, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm naked.
Yeah, that's where you get in your own head.
So maybe it's a hindrance. We should just trade. Why don't we give Dame to Boston? Yeah. We'll get Drew back. Everything will go back to normal.
A one for one.
Yeah, then we'll have the best player in the league.
Right.
And then everything will work out. So if they don't win a championship, the top reasons will be, one would be injury.
Injury.
Two would be a bullshit series against the Celtics where they make everything and we miss.
Mm-hmm.
Three would have to be
Griff isn't the guy.
Griff fucks it up. Four would probably be a new strand of COVID brings the league back into a bubble.
Yeah.
And Bucks polio comes there. Back. Yeah, polio comes back. Four would be the NBA Cup is so successful that once the Bucks win that, they won't give a shit about the actual Larry O'B.
I am so confused by this in-season tournament. I know that I'm going to hate it. Like, are the Stars even going to play in it? Is there that much of an incentive besides, like, getting a little extra money?
The Warriors said they're going to go for it. And I texted my brother and I said, looks like your expectations have changed. And he didn't respond.
Wow. How dare he?
He's gonna have four NBA rings and one NBA cup. Fucking yeah. Ribbon.
Participation trophy or certificate.
I like the ingenuity and the the innovativeness of it, but he's trying to do something with English soccer that you just don't have the infrastructure for here. So
I guess
it'll be what the players make of it. If they get into it and get us into it, it'll be fun. And if they think it's stupid, which they probably will, then we'll think it's stupid.
In my opinion, and I'm just coming up with this on the fly, they should emerge with the Big Three and had it be a Big Three tournament where each team just throws a 3-on-3 in there.
Yeah, something different.
Because if we're just watching them play an actual game, it's kind of like, okay, is this a regular season game?
But then they're going to go play a final separate.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That's why I think what's best for the league is that some bullshit team wins it.
Yeah.
Bad team needs to win it.
I really don't mind that. I don't want it to be – if it's not the Bucks, I don't want it to be the Celtics or the Heat or Sixers or
– Do you want the Bucks to win it? I don't know if I do.
Absolutely. Because I feel like if it's not this year – how are they going to improve the team next year?
Yeah. We keep thinking big picture. Like maybe that's why Terry Stotts was too focused on the Larry O'Brien and Griff was like, we need to win this cup. I need to start stacking titles. I'm a rookie head coach.
414-799-1250.
Cause if Griff wins that NBA cup, he can be the rest of the year. They'll say he has championship pedigree. He may be a rookie coach, but this guy is a proven winner.
Or he's coasting off of past success.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh. One thing that I am more excited about this year than I think I have been the entire Giannis tenure is we have a kind of good squad of young players. Like,
yeah.
Marjan, I think he could end up being a pretty decent NBA player if he keeps his confidence up. That's the only thing that's hurting him is his confidence. If he's rolling, he's rolling. If not, he's not great. He's like a Rashad Vaughn. But I think there are some other players like Andre Jackson. I could honestly see him being like the starting two guard by the end of the year or next year. He's like a mini Draymond. He does everything. He can defend, he can pass, he can rebound. His shooting isn't great, but he's a smart basketball player, and he makes everybody on the court better with him being there. You have some really interesting two-way guys, like Ty looked incredible in the postseason. His playmaking looked really good. His shot looked good. I think that you could see him be a potential, like, real contract player. AJ Green, we could develop to be like a Kyle Korver, or at the very worst, maybe like a Jason Capono. Chris Livingston is kind of a wild card. You somehow make a deal with his agents to pick him last.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Then you give him a...
Remember we were talking about that? On the draft show?
It's so weird. But I love the fact that a player like that wants to come here. We gave him a 4-year contract, which doesn't happen for second round picks. They know he's a project, but he has all the intangibles to be a really great player. He's a wild card in all of this. I just, the talent that they have off the bench and younger is better than it's ever been, which I think is something to be really excited about. Cause yeah, we have a great starting five, the core four, but we have some young guys that are going to be really fun to watch.
I am excited for the season. I am excited to get rolling. Post game show, first one Thursday night against the Sixers. Any other sports takes that you want to get off your chest? And I think we can all wish Evan Heffelfinger a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How old are you? 27.
We'll see if I join the 27 club this year.
Jesus. don't start learning guitar. No, you can play guitar, can't you?
Yeah, too late.
Oh, fuck.
But I'm a righty. I'm not a lefty.
So. When's your next gig?
Thursday.
Oh, where?
We're playing my sister's college, their bingo night.
During the Bucks opener?
Yeah. I it was supposed to be last Thursday. They canceled it.
How do you play a bingo night?
I don't know. All I know is I'm getting $100. And I get to embarrass my sister by wearing a Nacho Libre costume.
Look at you.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm going to have my phone sitting there and watch it while we play because I'm not missing that game. I'm not going to miss James Harden throwing a fit.
He ain't playing, is he?
No. The last thing that I saw this morning is it's unlikely he plays. But also, what is he doing?
Why don't they just trade Embiid already? I'm serious. Start over.
The process part two?
Well, the process part one's gotten them nothing.
And it will continue to give them nothing. They're not.
And now this year more than ever, they're in such a – the gap is so wide between them and us two.
Tobias Harris thinking that he's a multiple-time All-Star. Embiid thinking that he is the second coming of Jesus Christ. James Harden thinking that he's still a megastar. That team is in disarray. Tyrese Maxey might be their most normal player that they have.
Can I tell you my, since you brought up Tobias, can I tell you my DraftKings best ball team?
Of course.
So I did like 10 football ones and I'm getting fucking murdered in all of them. And then I did a best ball team. I couldn't get Giannis. I didn't have a high enough pick.
Sure.
Lillard, Drew, Chris, Tobias, Brooke, Christian Wood, Portis, Brogdon, Mamu, Grayson, Dante, Marjan, Beasley, Payne, Connaughton, Crowder.
That is...
I just gave these guys money. I said, here, take money.
Hey, when Sandro Mamukelashvili is most improved player this year, you will be racking in the Benjamins.
A lot of guys I still wish we had. Sandro Wood.
I loved Sandro. I thought he was a very fun player to watch. The problem with him is you don't know what position he is because he's too small to be a center, too slow and not powerful enough to be a power forward. But he was a great passer, decent shooter, good rebounder. He was fun to watch. I wish we had Christian Wood. I know that's you've been on that for years. But also, what's wrong with him that he couldn't get a contract?
Well, he's bad.
You think so?
You know who's not going to be bad? There will be a time this season where they say, Giannis, the second best Adetokounmpo for the Bucks tonight. Griff's going to let the nasty play, man. I think so.
And I'm all for it.
Why not? He's there.
It's energy. It's energy. It's enthusiasm. I mean, if he makes a layup.
Use him in the playoffs. If you need a spurge of energy, use him in the playoffs.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
He has six fouls for a reason. Let him use all of them.
Yeah, I don't care.
Swarm him. Smack him. Do whatever you want with him out there. I'm all for that. I love Thanasis. And for everyone saying that it's kind of bullshit that he has a spot on the roster, who would you rather have as your 15th man?
Yeah, we got to stop worrying about our 15th man.
And Thanasis would be a rotation NBA player on quite a few teams, and I'm confident in that. He's not great, but you need that kind of contagious energy out on the court. And he's a bulldozer. I mean, he's going to get a dunk every time he plays. He's going to play swarming defense. He's going to hype up everybody on the court. It's very valuable to have that.
I agree with you. You know, we're on the right side of history here.
I would agree for more reasons than one.
Evan, enjoy your bingo night.
Thank you.
I do wish to speak with you more often. You are always welcome.
I need to make a better effort of it.
The audiences miss you.
Is that true?
I don't know. You guys are, hey, you remember Evan? Is that?
Remember that guy who took his shirt off all the time at the fan?
Yeah, this is the other one besides me. This is the guy I did it with.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Happy birthday.
Love you too. Thank you very much.
Oh, this will conclude the episode.
Okay.
I have to say that because sometimes it rolls into a new episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the new setup for Blue Wire.
I noticed that from last week's where it played like a Blue Wire like feature at the last 20 minutes of one of your episodes or something.
Yeah, so I'm just telling you this is the end.
Okay.
If you do listen to the next thing, I get money, so
I got you. I listened. Do I remember what was said? Not really.
I love being a 40-year-old whore.
Look, sometimes it's fun to be a slut. You can say that you're still in your hoe phase at 40.
I am in my hoe era.
There's something kind of exhilarating about that. I'd sell out.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see you, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.